Welcome back. This weekend, President Obama gave the commencement address at Ohio State University and offered these encouraging words to new graduates.
Where we're going should give you hope, because while things are still hard for a lot of people, you have every reason to believe that your future is bright. You're graduating into an economy and a job market that is steadily healing.
The president also said there isn't a country on earth that would not gladly change places with the U.S. But the numbers don't necessarily back that up when it comes to college grads. David Leonhard is Washington bureau chief for the New York Times. He joins us from Washington. And David, is this possible? You write that among large, wealthy countries, the U.S. has gone from having the highest rate of employment for young people to one of the lowest?
That's right. It depends how you define big, wealthy economies. But back in 2000, if you looked at people 25 to 34, the U.S. had a higher share of them employed than Japan, than France, than the U.K., than Canada, than Australia. We trail all those countries, France, Britain, Germany, Canada, Australia, by that measure now.
I'm assuming we're not including Greece or
no.
Other countries that are having trouble. Yeah.
No, I think most people wouldn't count Greece as a big, wealthy economy, but it's certainly an economy, so we do not trail Greece.
Right.
I think an important caveat here is that college graduates are actually still doing quite well by this measure. The real problem comes in the fact that graduates of four-year colleges are still not a majority. They are a minority in this country. And people who don't have college degrees are struggling enormously. College graduates are definitely doing worse than they were 12 years ago. But the real biggest parts of the problem are the fact that we have many, many people who don't graduate from college, and we've really slipped. All those other countries I named have made considerably more progress in producing college graduates than we have over this span. That's not the only cause of this, but it's one of the causes.
Well, I want to come back to education and employment, but stay with the fact that even kids who are college grads are having a harder time than, as you said, years before. Why is that?
Well, the economy is incredibly weak. I mean, we have just gone through the worst financial crisis and worst recession in more than 70 years, and that damages everybody. And financial crises have these big, long hangovers. There's been all this controversy lately around some of the economic work of two economists named Rogoff and Reinhardt. Mm-hmm. One thing that isn't controversial isn't very controversial is their finding that after financial crises, you tend to have recessions that are much worse. And we've had one of those, and we're really still paying the price.
Well, and talk about how that directly affects young people, because there are different kinds of jobs. There are high-level jobs and low-level jobs.
That's right. So one of the most worrisome things here is, and this actually started before the financial crises. It started in the mid-2000s. We've had a real decline in new job creation. So all these numbers that get reported each month about how many jobs are created, those are actually a combination of how many new jobs were created and how many jobs were destroyed. That is, how many layoffs we've had. And layoffs are actually at a pretty low level right now. They're not a huge problem. The problem is that we're not creating a lot of new jobs. Existing companies aren't expanding. New companies aren't starting. And that really started, that downturn in new job creation really started in the middle of last decade. It's part of what made the last expansion in like 2005 and 6 and 7 so mediocre. We don't totally know why that is, but you could see why that would disproportionately hurt young people, right? Who is going to get hired in these new jobs that didn't exist? It's often young people. And so they are really paying the price. And that's why they've had one of the reasons they've had a bigger hit to wealth, a bigger hit to incomes, and a bigger hit to jobs than older people have had.
Well, back to education and employment. Make your case that places where there are a lot of colleges and graduates have more jobs.
If you look at the places in the country with the highest employment rates for young people, it's the most educated places in the country. It's the upper Midwest. It's places like Minneapolis. It's Boston. It's the Washington metropolitan area. It's Austin, Texas. There's all kinds of talk about how, is a college education really worth it? One of the things I like to say is, ask those people who are asking whether a college education is really worth it, whether they plan to send their own children to college. The answer is almost always yes, and the numbers back that up. As bad as this recession has been, as expensive as college is, it is still the single best insurance that people have in this job market, and the numbers bear it out. The gaps in employment and in income between people with college degrees and people without them have grown. Yes, everyone has been hurt, but people without more education have been hurt much, much worse.
Okay, talk about what you think could be solutions. You talk about job counseling, easing some of the regulatory thicket, public financing, immigration policy, which is controversial. Go through some.
Yeah, so I think education is at the top of the list, but we've covered that. So I would encourage people to think about this question. Why is it that we have a slowdown in the formation of new businesses and in hiring by existing businesses? The answers here aren't easy. It's not, oh, Obamacare, because this slowdown started before Obamacare. So I think it's important to think through all these things. And you ticked off, I like the list that you ticked off. So immigrants are more likely to start businesses than other people. So we should think about it, their way to bring more high-skill immigrants here. There are regulations that don't seem to have a lot of benefit in terms of safety or in terms of white-collar crime, and that just slow new businesses down. And so I think what we want to do is think about the problem as we're not starting enough new businesses, our existing businesses aren't expanding. There's probably no magic bullet to that, but what can we do to try to change that, which will help the economy and, by extension, younger people?
And tell us more about job counseling and training. We think that everybody knows that when you counsel someone to help them get a job, that would seem to be better for getting jobs.
Yeah.
But you cite MIT economists who did research in this.
Yeah. I mean, we are less active than some of those other economies we talked about at the beginning in helping people get employed after they've been unemployed. And you could certainly go too far on that spectrum and end up wasting a lot of money. We now seem to have the worst of both worlds, which is we waste a fair amount of money on job training that doesn't actually work, but we're not doing a lot of job training that does work, and some of it can work. We also, in the same vein, make it really hard for new parents to come up with creative ways to stay employed. And it's probably not an accident that our employment rates for women have fared especially badly relative to the employment rates of women in other countries over the last decade or so.
Yeah. One bright spot in your gloomy article was the kids aren't gloomy, that young college grads are optimistic.
It's really remarkable. When you look at the polling on different generations, the generation that is the most optimistic about where this country is headed is also the one that has suffered the most from the current recession and arguably has gotten the least help from the government. Young people don't have Social Security, they don't have Medicare. And it's really quite striking. I think some of it is social issues. Young people see the growing acceptance of gays and lesbians. They see the growing diversity of this country as a good sign, as a sign, an optimistic sign. Older people tend to be more nervous about it. But it's really quite striking that young people still continue to believe that life in the future will be better than it has been in the past in this country.
David Leonhardt, Washington Bureau Chief for the New York Times. David, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And what's your mood, young worker? Let us know at hereandnow.org.